Israeli operations are also continuing in Lebanon, where aid agencies are coming under severe pressure. Among those is a humanitarian worker with Oxfam, Noor Shoaf, and she's been speaking to Cian McCormack.
And this is the sound of the drone that's flying over the Oxfam office in Beirut.
Noor is working on the humanitarian response in Lebanon for Oxfam.
We're providing clean water, we're providing mattresses and bedding kits, because we have seen people who are sleeping on the street, on concrete, with no shelter, basically people who have lost everything.
Now, what you're hearing here is an on-the-ground account from a humanitarian worker bearing witness to what's happening in Lebanon. But there's a different side to Noor's story. She has a 4-year-old boy and she's expecting a new baby in a few weeks' time.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
The start of this conversation, we heard drones. What's that like at night?
It's what basically drives me to sleep next to my son, because I cannot let go of him knowing that any minute this drone could lead to an airstrike.
How do you explain that to a 4-year-old?
You cannot explain to a 4-year-old what's happening. He keeps asking, what are those sounds that we're hearing? Why is his school closing at times? Why are we confined to our home? And I simply cannot explain any of that to him. Those are scary sounds that make him want to hide, that make him want to hug you and hold on to you and not leave you, because he simply does not understand what is happening or why is this happening.
It sounds like a helpless situation. Where can he hide?
He hides behind his mother. He thinks that I am going to protect him. And, you know, at times I feel that those like very small acts that I do, whether it's hugging him or sleeping next to him or allowing him to hide behind me when the drone is actually above us, are acts that will protect him, while deep down inside, I know that this is physically impossible. So it's even more stressful for me and more traumatic for me to know that even those attempts to protect my own child are in vain.
Stressful, traumatic. You're afraid.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified every single second of the day, because I simply do not know what's going to happen. I do not know if Israel's next strike is going to be on the neighborhood, on my office, at my son's school, on the way back from school. And that's on the days where schools are open.
What do the airstrikes sound like?
The airstrikes are the scariest, because you do not know how close they are and you do not know what they have hit. When you hear the first one, you don't know if there's a second one coming. With the new tactics that are being used, be it the multiple airstrikes, be it the leveling of certain areas and villages, that is always a thought that cannot escape you. Are you going to be next?
How does your 4-year-old react when he hears those sounds, the bombing in the distance, or wherever that sound is happening?
Wherever he is in the house, the first thing that he does when he hears any of those sounds, regardless of what it is, he just runs towards me.
Does your unborn child, your new little boy who still has to be born, does he react to those loud noises when they happen?
This, honestly, like every time there's a strike, every time there's a sonic boom or a fake raid, I feel it in my guts. It's as if the growing life in me feels that I'm afraid, that I'm scared, but I'm also feeling guilty. I'm feeling guilty because there's a life growing in me amidst all this chaos and catastrophic conditions. I cannot imagine how I'm going to give birth under those conditions? How am I going to care for a baby, for a newborn who will need all sorts of things that are not going to be available if the situation continues this way? We are already seeing that people are struggling to get milk and diapers. So imagine how will the situation be in 2.5 months from now if there's no ceasefire.
That's so much stress for you.
I think stress is an understatement in this situation. It's more than that. It's just having to think at every turn of the hour if what I'm going through is going to, like, how long it's going to last, like how much can I take, how much more can I take, can I really continue to want to protect myself, my unborn child, my child, my family, but also like all the people that I have to serve. I am a humanitarian worker. It's my duty to serve those people who have been displaced, who are in dire conditions because of Israel's violence.
You're due to give birth in 2 months' time. Do you know where you'll go when that time comes?
I have no idea how this is going to fold.
But do you think you will make it to a hospital, to a maternity ward?
I really hope I will.
What do you do if you can't? Can you hear me?
I don't know.
I'm sorry if I'm upsetting you.
At the moment, I had not thought about it. But now, like, I do not have the luxury to think about how I'm going to survive the next 2 months, how I'm going to give birth, where I'm going to give birth, if I'm going to have access to a hospital. We've seen mothers who ended up giving birth in shelters, and we've seen mothers who were not able to breastfeed as a result of the trauma that they're going through. And we've seen mothers who were not able to cater for their children. So I'm not going to be the first one if this happens to me.
Mother and humanitarian worker with Oxfam in Lebanon, Noor Shuaf, speaking with Cian McCormack.